with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, Where I am going, you cannot come. He said to them, You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. So they said to him, Who are you? Jesus said to them, What I told you from the beginning, I have much to say to you. I have much to say about you in condemnation, but the one who sent me is true. And what I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone because I always do what is pleasing to him. Because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Quite a lot to unpack this morning. First, because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. This is why he came, to show that he is God. Remember when he said, When I am lifted from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. When you realize that I am. If you read Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, after Moses encountered God in the burning bush, he says to him, What should I tell the people? Who should I tell the people is sending me? God said, Tell them I am. The use of his I am meant he is God. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the resurrection and the life. Look at all the gospels of all the Sundays. I am, I am. Now, let's go back to the first reading. It says, the people complained about Moses and about God. When you read the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 22, we hear that the people complained 10 times all through their journey. 10 times. I'm going to give you five of them. The first was Exodus chapter 14, when they left Egypt and they were trapped between the Egyptians and the Red Sea. They complained, What have you done, Moses? What have you done? You've brought us here. They complained, and Moses struck the waters and it separated. They walked through the water like dry ground. Exodus chapter 14. Exodus chapter 15, they complained again the second time. 3 days after they left, they crossed the Red Sea. We are thirsty. Give us water to drink. And there was a spring that came out. And when they drank the water, it was bitter. They started complaining again. This water is bitter. I never knew water can be bitter. Perhaps it was polluted. And God said to Moses, there is a piece of wood, which is like a tree, put it in the water. And the water became sweetened, and they enjoyed, and they drank water. When they got to Marah, the third complaint, they were complaining about meat and food and drink. And God sent them manna from heaven and quails. Exodus chapter 16. And again, they came to a place called Raphidim. There was a rock there. They complained again about water. They wanted water to drink. And God says to Moses, strike the rock, the mountain of Horeb, which became the downfall of Moses. Exodus chapter 17. When you read Exodus chapter 32, when Moses went up the mountain, they made a gold calf and they started worshiping the gold calf. And when God came, when Moses came down from the mountain and saw what they had done, he broke the tablets of the Ten Commandments. They complained. The fifth time they will be complaining. And they renewed their covenant after that. The sixth one, Numbers chapter 11, in a place called Tibera. They complained again. Too many complaints. They were complaining very many things. It was a general complaint. And God sent fire and was burning the outskirts of where they lived until Moses prayed and the fire went out. 10 times they complained all through their journey for 40 years. And today they complain again to Moses very bitterly. And they were beaten by snakes. Now, what was the solution? God said to Moses, make a golden calf and put it out. Two things. Jesus says in today's gospel, when I am lifted from the earth, which is also in John chapter 12, this is John chapter 8, John chapter 12, verse 32, I will draw all men to myself. Just as their complaints were sinful, whenever we sin and we look upon the one who is raised on the cross, the I am, the Lamb of God, will be saved. All of this was to tell them and teach them and reveal to them that He is the I am, He is God. If God could use a bronze serpent to cure their ailment when they complained, how much more the sacramentals we have, the statues. For those who say you worship statues, I say, go and read where Moses made a bronze serpent. God can use anything and everything for His glory and for our own sanctification. So whenever we complain, we sin. But He who died on the cross is the I am. He has the power to forgive us. He has the power to give life.